Ladies and gentlemen, we are now boarding Group A. Please have your boarding passes ready to scan. If your phone is cracked, old, or was chewed up by your Chihuahua travel companion, please refrain from holding up the line. Instead, go to Verizon and trade in any phone in any condition from one of their top brands for the new Samsung Galaxy S25 Plus with Galaxy AI and a watch and tab on any plan. Only on Verizon.
With new line on my plan. Service plan required for watch and tab. Additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
Well, we had an incredible national championship game for the 2024 college football season. So, let's go ahead and talk about it. If you don't know, this is Winning Cures Everything. It is a college football podcast. I'm your host, Gary Seegers, at GaryWCE on all the different socials. I am, of course, most active on X. And if you want to be a member of what we do here, of course, the bonus stuff, bettingcfb.com is where you can do that. $5 a month, $50 for the year, bonus podcasts, advanced projections, all that kind of stuff. So go ahead and check that out, bettingcfb.com. All right, Ohio State 34, Notre Dame 23. And it did look like it was going to be a blowout early. You know, you feel the good vibes with Notre Dame early on. You see them jump out to this 7-0 lead. They take almost 10 minutes off the clock. Go down 18 plays, 75 yards. And, I mean, what was it? Riley Leonard ran the ball 8 times on that opening drive, 9 times. It was amazing. 7-0 lead for Notre Dame. And then Ohio State gets the ball, and they score on their next 5 possessions. Just absolutely bananas. I had a few notes from the game, but let's talk about it. First off, I'm incredibly happy for Ryan Day because, good gracious, the amount of scrutiny that he was under after a 4th straight loss to Michigan, nobody should have to go through the mess that he went through. I mean, it was just too much, right? I think that's easy to say. His family, I mean, they had to have armed security outside of his house. I think I heard somebody say that he had to take one of his children out of school because it was such a disaster. I mean, it's just, that's too much, absolutely too much. But you do kind of understand it, right? You do kind of understand it a little bit. He now has as many losses as a head coach as he does first-round draft picks. And going into this draft, there's going to be several more first-round draft picks. There's some guys still on the team that will be there next year that could probably be first-round draft picks this year. And I think we're talking about Jeremiah Smith, but there could be other ones as well. We'll have to see because they still have a few days before they absolutely have to declare for the NFL draft. So let's talk Marcus Freeman for a minute. Seemed like he kind of panicked, right? Remember, this is only his 3rd year as a head coach, and while he has done a great job instilling a new culture in South Bend, what he hasn't done is learn all the little things that you're not supposed to do, right? The fake punt, 4th and 2, you bring out the backup quarterback. I mean, it was not a good idea. It was just not a good idea. The field goal on 4th and goal from the 9. Now, I understand. Ohio State's defense is absurd. And Dan Revson, by the way, tweeted this out from Big Ten Network. It was the 25th 1st and goal that Ohio State has had this year, or that they have faced this year. And it was the 9th time in those 25 attempts that the opponent scored 0 points. It just doinked. But the thought process there, you're down 31-15. You're turning a 2-possession game into a 2-possession game even if you hit the field goal. So there's really no point in trying the field goal because really at that point, you've got less than 10 minutes left in the game. How many stops are you really going to get? How many possessions do you think you'll really get? That's kind of the question, right? So let's go on and change the scene here on YouTube. I'll tell you that it felt absolutely absurd that this game was on Monday, January 20th, right? There was just a slew of things working against this having the amount of hype that it should have, especially for the brand names that were involved, etc., right? You've got the inauguration. You're coming off of really big NFL playoff games. You've got all the NBA stuff going on with MLK Day as well. It was just a lot happening, and there seemed to be no real hype for a game of this magnitude. But it's because you went over a week between the last playoff game and this one. So I think eventually we'll fix that. Next year it's going to be kind of the same thing. I think by 2026 we'll have a little more resolution for that. Let's talk about the game. The opening drive looked like it beat up Riley Leonard more than it did the Ohio State defense. You know, obviously he comes off the field and he throws up, and he did tell somebody that he had landed on the ball when he got into the end zone. So obviously you get squashed on top of that thing. It'll mess up your insides a little bit. But you start diving into the stats. Will Howard, 231 yards passing, 17 of 21, and two touchdowns. He also had 16 carries for 57 yards. And let's see, I believe it was Bill Conley that talked about it. Yeah, Will Howard had the game of his life. And he said, per ESPN research, Howard became the seventh player with at least 250 passing yards and 50 rushing yards in a championship game. And that's a modern list, obviously, but this is who the list includes. Virginia Tech's Michael Vick in 2000, Vince Young in 06, Tim Tebow in 09, Cam Newton in 2011, Deshaun Watson in 2016, and Joe Burrow in 2020. That's a ridiculous list for Will Howard to be on. The Ohio State stats, if you just wanted to break down stats, their third down percentage, 9 of 12, 75%. Notre Dame was 5 of 12. But they were 3 of 4 on fourth down. So 8 of 16 on third and fourth down, that's 50%. Notre Dame did pretty well, and it's a big reason why they were in the game late. 308 total yards for Notre Dame, 445 for Ohio State. If you really look at it, and by the way, rushing stats, right? Quinshon Judkins was just an absolute beast in this game. 11 carries for 100 yards. He did have the 70-yard rush, but he was the leading carrier, the leading rusher as far as the amount of times they carried the ball was Will Howard. They ran Judkins 11 times. They ran Henderson 12 times. They threw the ball to Judkins twice. One of them ended up being a touchdown. This was a different kind of game plan. Chip Kelly just outdueled Al Golden. He just did. It seemed like they had a different kind of game plan really every game of the playoffs. Like they had something still in the bag every single time they went on the field. It was just absurd to look at what they were capable of doing. Riley Leonard, a lot better than I thought he was going to be in this game. 22 of 31, 255 yards. He had two touchdowns passing, no picks. Riley Leonard also had 17 carries for 40 yards. Jeremiah Love only carried the ball four times, had 3 yards. Jadarian Price, 3 carries, 13 yards. He had a long of 9 on that. So Notre Dame was not able to run the football very effectively at all. 26 carries, 53 yards. They averaged 2 yards per carry, roundabout. Just not what you would expect. Not what you would expect at all.
Your old or broken phone can let you down. But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence with a new line on MyPlan and iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. After all, you don't want your old phone to die on you when you're lost.
Perfect.
Or for your broken phone to glitch at the worst possible time.
Hey, can I get your number?
Oh. Trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad.
But Ohio State just, it seemed like they could not be stopped. This Ohio State defense did what they needed to do. Absolutely did what they needed to do, and it was pretty incredible, to be completely honest. If you saw the way the game started, obviously Notre Dame takes those 10 minutes off the clock, goes down and scores, takes a lead quickly. Ohio State comes right back down the field, and the drives that they had in this game, They went 11 plays, 75 yards in 6 minutes, scored. Notre Dame goes 3 and out. Ohio State, 10 plays, 76 yards, 6 minutes, scores, 14-7. Notre Dame goes 3 and out. Ohio State, 12 plays, 80 yards in 4.5 minutes, touchdown, 21-7. Notre Dame gets one play in, and then it's the end of the half. Ohio State gets the ball back, 5 plays, 75 yards in 2 minutes, and they go up 28-7. At that point, Notre Dame then comes out. They try the fake punt. It does not work. Ohio State probably could have put the game away at this point. 6 plays, 5 yards, took 3.5 off the clock. It's 31-7, and it's basically night-night at that point. But after that, like once they're already up 28-7, Travion Henderson run for 4 yards. Will Howard run for 7 yards. Travion Henderson run for 3 yards. And then you had, a holding call that moved him back, 2nd and 17. Henderson runs. Then on 3rd and 16, you've got an incomplete pass. I know they were trying to run the ball. I know that they were trying to run clock. I get it. They do hit a 46-yard field goal there to go up 31-7. However, doing that, the next series, Howard passes to Egbuka for 7 yards. Howard runs for 2 yards. Howard runs for 2 yards. They get a first down. Then it's Travion Henderson. They had an incomplete pass to Henderson. They got a roughing the passer call. They run the ball again. They pass it to Egbuka for 24 yards. Egbuka fumbles, etc. It just felt like in the fourth quarter, there were a lot of things that went against Ohio State. But it's 31-15. 12 plays, 70 yards for Notre Dame. They miss a field goal on that 4th and 9 that I talked about. And at the series after that, 5 plays, 19 yards. Judkins run. Howard, incomplete pass on 3rd down. And then they punt. It was kind of the same thing on the last drive of the game. Judkins run, Howard run. Howard pass. And that was the game-sealing play. 56-yard pass to Jeremiah Smith. They ran the ball a lot to try and run out the clock. But this is a team that throws the ball. Notre Dame knows you're going to run the ball. So why do you continue to run the ball? They're putting more guys in the box. You're going to have to throw it. And yes, they were able to get some first downs running the ball. I get that. But it seemed like they went away from what was working best for them. Let me tell you this. At the end of the game, there's 15 seconds left on the play clock. Let me take that back. They set the ball. Ohio State goes ahead and lines up. They snap the ball with 15 seconds left with like 2 minutes and 40 seconds left, or 2 minutes and 50 seconds, whatever it was. There was still 15 seconds left on the play clock. The actual game clock was running. And they go ahead and snap the ball with 15 seconds left. What are you doing? Get your guys to huddle up for a minute so that the offensive line doesn't have to stay in their 3-point stance the entire time. Help them out. I mean, you're trying to run clock. You're only up by one possession. It's 31-23. It just made no sense to me. No sense to me whatsoever. But, you know, it is what it is. It is what it is. The only thing that I've heard thus far is that Jim Knowles may be headed to Oklahoma as defensive coordinator. Apparently, the woman that he's with wants to live in Oklahoma as opposed to Ohio. I find that surprising. But he's also, like, Jim Knowles is not exactly a recruiting guy. I think that's the best way to put that. So he's not a recruiting guy, and he might do better at Oklahoma. Maybe Brent Venables will do the recruiting for him, and he can just play with the pieces. But we'll see. Al Golden, Notre Dame defense coordinator, he is the top candidate to be the Bengals defense coordinator. We're going to see what ends up happening there, but I do think Notre Dame showed themselves well. Ohio State's going to be missing quite a few pieces going into next year. However, they probably have the 2 best players in the country coming back on their team next year. Jeremiah Smith on one side, Caleb Downs on the other side. I still think they're probably going to be pretty good. And I've got a lot of faith in Julian Sayin to be a really good, really, really good quarterback. So I would imagine Ohio State is going to be number one in all of the two early top 25s that are coming out there. That's going to wrap this up. I mean, Ohio State, congratulations. This was much needed. The first team to win the 4-team playoff. Now they're the first team to win the 12-team playoff. Probably with a program like that, should not be going 10 years in between national titles. Right? I think we can all agree on that. And hopefully, I'd imagine, it will not be 10 years again before the next one. Cheers to Ryan Day. Cheers to the Ohio State Buckeyes. What a fantastic, fantastic championship game it ended up being. The second half looked like it was going to be a blowout. And instead, we get really kind of a classic game. Ended up, everybody was kind of sweating things at the end there. Very, very nice. That's going to wrap things up. Check out winningcureseverything.com. Of course, check out the BetUS College Football Show. There's links in the description to both of those. And, of course, bettingcfb.com. You see the sponsors on the screen there, ticketsmarter.com and ghostsleeves.com/WCE. What a fantastic college football season it has been. And we are ready to start working on the next one. So with that said, take care of yourself. Take care of each other. God bless college football. And hopefully all of your tickets cash this week.
Thanks for listening to Winning Cures Everything. Make sure and follow me on Twitter at GaryWCE. If you want to toss in a question, you can email me Gary@winningcureseverything.com. Make sure and hit that subscribe button, and we'll see you next time.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are now boarding Group A. Please have your boarding passes ready to scan. If your phone is cracked, old, or was chewed up by your Chihuahua travel companion, please refrain from holding up the line. Instead, go to Verizon and trade in any phone in any condition from one of their top brands for the new Samsung Galaxy S25 Plus with Galaxy AI and a watch and tab on any plan. Only on Verizon.
With new line on my plan. Service plan required for watch and tab. Additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!